In this bulletin, the father and brother of a Saudi asylum seeker arrive in Thailand. A man attacks primary school children with a hammer in China. And in tennis, Bernard Tomic returns to the game after 12 months out. With the latest SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. The federal government is reportedly prepared to give the Saudi woman detained in Thailand asylum in Australia. The Australian newspaper is reporting Immigration Minister David Coleman is very likely to grant 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Al-Qanun asylum if she applies for a visa from Thailand and passes character and security checks. Ms. Al-Qanun is currently in the care of United Nations officials in Thailand. She fears her family will kill her if she returns to Saudi Arabia. Her father and brother have arrived in Bangkok and asked to see her. Authorities say they will have to wait and see if they are allowed to by UN officials. A Chinese man has attacked at least 20 children with a hammer at a primary school in Beijing. The 49-year-old man was a former maintenance worker at the school, and authorities say he took out his anger on the children because his employment contract was not renewed. 20 students were taken to hospital with three suffering serious injuries, but all are in a stable condition. One parent says while she is glad her child wasn't hurt, she hopes the incident will not make children scared to attend the school.
I think the children are still so young. This school, these children really like this school. Even though they were on the same floor as the one where the incident took place, they didn't know anything about this. So I really don't want this information to be spread widely, so that he starts to feel scared.
United States President Donald Trump is due to address the American people today to explain why he feels a wall is necessary at the country's border with Mexico. Mr. Trump is demanding US Congress fund the wall. Many in Congress are opposed to the wall, and the standoff has led to the current partial shutdown of the US federal government, which is now in its third week. Vice President Mike Pence says Mr. Trump will explain to Americans that illegal immigration at the US-Mexico border is out of control.
What I expect the president will do tonight is explain to the American people that we have a humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. 60,000 people are now attempting to come into our country illegally every month. That's more than 2,000 a day. The vast majority of those people now are families and unaccompanied children, and it simply is overwhelming the ability of our Customs and Border Patrol to address it.
Mr. Trump says some previous U.S. presidents have told him the wall should be built, but all four living former presidents deny telling Mr. Trump this. Staff at New South Wales juvenile detention centres say they'll stop work for 2 hours this afternoon. The stoppage is a protest by staff at what they say is an increasing level of violence directed at them. It will force the state's 6 juvenile centres to go into lockdown. The Public Service Association blames the New South Wales government for the problem, saying violence against staff has tripled since the closure in 2015 of the Carrieong Juvenile Detention Centre, which housed high-security detainees. Turning to sport and in tennis, Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic has returned to the court at Melbourne's Kooyong Classic after 12 months away from the game. The world number 85 successfully beat his American opponent Jack Sock in straight sets. Speaking openly about his time off, Tomic says the past year away from the court was necessary for his mental well-being. He says even if he'd made it into the Australian Open last year, he would not have played, as what he needed was a break from the game.
I did it sort of to myself. I think being top 20 those 2 years before that and being many years in the top 40, 30 in the world, I just had enough, wanted to get away. Even if I was top 5, top 10 in the world, I just wanted to get away then at that period for 4, 5, 6 months. And then 6 months became 1 year. So, you know, after I managed to turn that around, lost the ranking, and now the last 6 months, everything's been going well. And hopefully this year can be my best year.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 26. Melbourne, a possible early shower, 20 degrees for you. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 30 degrees. Wollongong, showers and again a possible storm, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 31. Brisbane, showers, 28 degrees. Cairns, a possible shower for you, 34. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. This is SBS News.